Hey there, my name is Na and I am the host of the AGH podcast. I'm super excited to welcome you guys here. Oh my gosh. Welcome to my final episode as the host of the AGH podcast. Wow, guys. Happy New Year. I know that might be like, how did you just come back and say this is your final episode? So this is my final episode. I know that's really like it's a bit like a whoa, what? But I'm gonna take you guys on a little journey on how the podcast started, the journey that God has had me on, and why this is my final episode and the future of the podcast. So stay tuned. All right, so how did the podcast start and how did we get here and where are we going? Where is the podcast going? All right, so I rededicated my life to Christ in November 2014, and in March 2015, I started a blog in pursuit of my king.wordpress.com, baby, okay? Please let me know if you are an OG, if you actually read the blog. That's a blog that I ran from like about 2015 to 2017-18. And then in March 2018, I launched a devotional. So AGH podcast actually comes from AGH the devotional. I launched a devotional for young women called the After God's Heart Devotional. And after that, you know, I was speaking to a mentor of mine and he was like, so what are you going to do now? You have the devotional. What's next? And then I just sensed that God wanted me to start a podcast. Mind you, I had no idea what a podcast was, but I was like, God, I feel like God wants me to start a podcast. So I literally Googled like, what is a podcast? I'd heard podcast, but you know, this was 2018. Like podcasts weren't popping the way they're popping now. Like there were podcasts in 2018, but like in 2023, 2022, like everyone and their mother has a podcast. So yeah, I didn't really know what podcasts were, but Google podcasts, we started. I released like one season, and then I started full throttle in 2019, boom, did pretty much the whole year. Sort of like January to October podcast episodes, and then 2020 as well. And then at the end of 2020, I was super burnt out because I think I released like the highest number of episodes I had ever done, and some of those were interviews and coordinating time zones. And yeah, it was really interesting, but I'm really grateful to God for grace. So I had like all these plans for 2021. Like I had plans down to 2023, okay? Like I just knew exactly what we were gonna talk about. I had all these ideas and I was really excited. And then and I'm not saying this for you guys to think like I'm like spiritual or whatever, God knows my heart, but I had finished a fast in 2021, and I was really on a spiritual high, and I was like, God, I'm so ready, like, to start this podcast. It's gonna be great, and like, I just didn't feel the grace to do it, and I was like, God, how far, like, what's happening, you know, like, what's not happening, like, why do I not feel the grace to do this? So I was supposed to start in March 2021, and then March came and went, April came and went, and then in May I was like, I think I have the grace to do it. Released an episode, and I felt some way about it. By the second episode, I was like, there's no grace here. I cannot do this. Like, if I was doing it, I was going to be 100% doing it in my own strength. It was just no grace, and I was just like, can't do this anymore, and I stopped. And God took me on a journey. The reason why I told you guys about like how I got into Christian content creation is because like by like mid-2021, I had probably been a Christian content creator of sorts for about 5 or 6 years. So, you know, ever since I rededicated my life to Christ, Christian content creation was all I knew. You know, it was what I was doing for the Lord. And I won't lie, I really did, to a certain extent, find my identity in that. Like, I'm now some of the Christian content creator, like, go out and tell the world and make disciples of it. Yes, I'm doing that through my podcast and my content, you know. Like, I am fulfilling the Great Commission, child. Like, that's how I felt. And not to say that I wasn't, not to say that I don't think people are being helped, but I just got so, like, this is what I do for God. And I feel like in 2021, the Holy Spirit was like, hold up, you know, like, let's pause and let's just stop and just reflect and think. And the Holy Spirit, I sensed, would ask me certain questions, like, you know, like, reveal to me how I had found my identity and what I was doing for God. And as a Christian content creator girl, I probably said this like 10 times in this episode, but as a creator, like, it's just what I did, you know. It's just, you know, and when you do things for God, whether you're a creator, whether you're a minister, like, it is so easy to find your identity in what you're doing for God. But God does not want us to find our identity in what we do for Him, but He wants us to find our identity in Him. So I'm on this journey, and the Holy Spirit is asking me all these questions. And I think what really hit hard was, gosh, I'm tearing up, you know, like, unlearning, like, coming to the realization, like, okay, I'm actually finding my identity in what I'm doing as opposed to finding my identity in God. And also, like, when the Lord was like, okay, like, what if you never create content again? And I was like, God, what? Because, like I said, you know, I've been doing this for like 5-6 years. I started when I was a teenager, lol. I'm saying this like I'm in my 30s, lol. But I started when I was in high school. So, like, my formative years, this is what I've been doing for my formative years, you know. So it's like, God, you're asking me to give this up. Like, why would you do that? It was really like, God, why would you do that? This is like my thing, man. Yeah, cue nervous laughter. Like I'm just being completely vulnerable with you guys. Like, I was like, God, this is like my thing, man. Like, why would you do this? I'm doing this for you. You know, but God took me on like a whole journey, and like, man, there were tantrums, there were tears, they were like, God, why? But I think, you know, at the end of the day, God wanted me to come to this place where, and it's a place that I've always said, sorry, I'm kind of getting my thoughts from a little, I've always said I'm Mary Ann Martha, because if you know me personally, you know that I'm a doer. I love to do things. I like dabbling in this and dabbling in that. I like being busy. I don't like not having something to do. Like, I like having things going on. So in that sense, I'm Martha. I can relate with Martha, like, yo, God, people need to be fed. What's Mary doing? Like, I have those tendencies. But at the same time, I'm also someone who really, like, when I'm sitting at His feet, you know, like, when I'm in that space, like, it is something that I enjoy. And I feel like, you know, where I had gotten to in my life was, I'd gotten to this place where I was Marthaing more than I was marrying. And I feel like God was just like, no, sweetie, like, you need to heavy on the Mary, you know, like, heavy on that, like, sitting at my feet, just being with me, just for me. Because, like, I'll be honest, and I'm in my prayer time and I get a revelation, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to, like, do a podcast on this thing that God has just taught me. And, like, I feel like God wanted to bring me to this place, like, okay, maybe not share that and just let it marinate. And I was like, I don't want to let it marinate, I want to share it. So I feel like God was really just trying to bring me to this place where I am really sitting at His feet, just to sit at His feet, not to sit at His feet to share it on a podcast, not to sit at His feet to share it on my WhatsApp status, but to sit at His feet, just to sit at His feet. And it reminds me of Psalm 27 verse 4, which says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And you know, this is like David, like narrowing it down, like one thing that I desire of the Lord is to dwell, not to do. And I feel like I had just gotten into this place where one thing I desire of the Lord is that I may do things for him. But God's like, no, baby, one thing I want you to do is for you to dwell. And I'm not perfect at it. I feel like I have not got it down to a science, but I am in this space where I am slowly unlearning the need to just do, to just be busy, to just be doing things for God, but to really just be with God. And you know, like as I said, like one of the questions that I sensed the Holy Spirit asking was like, okay, what if we never do this again? What if, like, what if you never have a podcast? What if you never, like, what if for the rest of your life you're just gonna be with me? Like, is that something that you can live with? And I'll be honest and say, in 2021 I said no, God, I want to do things for you. God, I want to do things for you, Lord. Like, I had been so caught up in doing things for God. I was like, no. But, you know, and there are certain things that I sense that the Lord revealed to me for, like, you know, about my future. And I won't get into what those things are. But I was like, Kanti, didn't you say that I was going to do this? But I think it's more of a heart posture that God wanted to get me to, where, like, your focus should never be on what you can do, but it should be on dwelling, being with me. And that is where God is bringing me to, and that is a journey that I'm on. And I'm really grateful to God for the opportunity that he gave me to host this podcast, for the opportunity that he gave me to have this platform to speak to you guys, to even host other people on this platform. I really am grateful. And my season as the host of ADHD podcast, I am absolutely filled with gratitude for this season. I'm absolutely filled with thanksgiving for what God has done through this podcast, for what God has done in me through this podcast. Like, I have learned so much hosting, studying for the episodes, people learning, people skills. It's just been great. So yeah, that is where we are now. This is my final episode. In the coming weeks, I will introduce the new host of the ADHD podcast. This new host is someone I've known for years, and I know that they're going to do an incredible job. I believe God has given them the vision for ADHD in the coming, for ADHD right now and in the years to come and in the seasons to come. I believe God has anointed this person to just take ADHD to greater heights. So I am fully confident in God's anointing on this person and in this person's stewardship. I'm confident in this person's faithfulness. I'm confident in this person's walk with the Lord, and I just know that this person is going to do a really, really great job. So in the coming weeks, I'll introduce the new host. And you know, if you are part of the AJ's family, if this is your first time listening, please stay with the podcast. I believe that this podcast will continue to add value to you. I believe that this podcast will continue to be real, relevant, and relatable. And yeah, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm leaving my position as the host with a grateful, grateful heart, with a heart full of gratitude. And yeah, so I just want to pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for ADHD podcast. Thank you for this journey that you've had me on, Lord, for the past couple of years. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done through this podcast. Thank you, Lord, for how it has impacted people. Father, right now, I just pray for the listener, God, that they experience you in Jesus' name, that they get to know you in a new way, that they just fall in love with you, Jesus, because you are wonderful and you are fall in love with the bowl. And Father, I pray that they just get a sense of the direction that you're taking them in, oh Lord. Father, I pray for this podcast. Father, this is a podcast that you started, that I strongly feel you started, that you placed on my heart. So Father, I thank you, because this podcast is just going to go from strength to strength and glory to glory. Father, I pray for the new host, and I just thank you that the new host is equipped to take HH Podcast to just new levels, new heights, and that it's just going to go it's just going to grow. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be impactful. It's going to be influential for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Jesus loves you. And see you in the next episode.